Got a cool, bunch of cool text messages about the dream we just granted.
Okay.
Like this one from Ashley. She said, I'm so jealous. We're with you, sister.
Me too.
I so need that wish. Happy for you, though, Cassidy. I'm going to save my coins to have them come out for me, too. So need that with five kids. Yeah.
I bet.
They're definitely going to help you with that. Kelly, they want to know which mirror is the zit popping mirror. Rachel wants to know.
Oh gosh, I'll have to Google it. It's $99 and it's got like LED. I don't know what it is.
But it's a round mirror.
One side's magnified, the other side's not, and
it's kind of like a bathroom makeup mirror.
But it shows everything. I've never been more horrified in my life because when you just look at yourself in a regular mirror, you don't see all the little pores and hairs.
Right.
Where are these hairs coming from?
It's God's cruel joke.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of stuff we don't know about, dude.
Al, you need to look in this mirror.
I'm telling you, it's God's cruel joke.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never seen anything like it.
Kelly told me to get this from a wife.
I brought all the girls in my bathroom. I was like, you have to see this mirror. They were all screaming in horror, but they all want one.
Yeah.
Because it's like a wake-up call.
I don't know if I want anything that examines me that closely.
Yes, because you can fix it.
It's like a microscope, dude. It's cool.
You got to see it so you can fix it.
And it's got a light on it around it so it just shines in your face.
It must be the light.
I don't even know what it's called.
It must be the light. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Jenna unintentionally took my Mexican wrestling mask off and revealed my real name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even catch up.
She called me Jose. Yes, I'm Mexican, everybody.
Sorry, sometimes I slip and call you by your real name. It's so different from your nickname.
Yeah, right.
So much different. Valentine's Day is on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
You might want to get your girl the zip-popping mirror.
Zip-popping mirror. Was that a good Valentine's Day gift, ladies?
My wife loved it for Christmas.
But Valentine's is like...
Nothing says romance like, hey, honey, pop those zits.
Yeah, more intimate or more, romance-driven.
But there's a study that came out that if a guy buys you a cheap Valentine's Day gift, it's a sign that he's really into you.
Huh?
Yeah, it's because he thinks of you as a unit, so he got a gift that's also benefiting him.
A unit?
These studies drive me nuts.
I also heard that 53% of women... say that if they don't get anything for Valentine's Day, they're going to break up with you.
Get them something, but
if they don't get anything.
Yeah, because men try to take a stand that this is a Hallmark generated holiday. It doesn't matter. To a girl, it means something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to
do
something.
Just anything.
A letter, roses, something.
Like, sweetest day I give you.
Yeah.
You know, sweetest day is stupid.
I don't want to do
whatever.
Sweetest day.
Yeah.
That's just another Valentine's, but.
But we were talking about it yesterday, that One Day app.
One Day app video is so romantic. It can be.
I did one with my son. We played it yesterday, and then Kelly was asking about my daughter, Chloe, if I did one with her.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Okay.
She can't talk as well as Kaysen. She's two.
She's two. Okay, Chloe.
So here's what I was able to manage to get out of my daughter, if you want to hear it.
Okay.
What does Cupid do on Valentine's Day?
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day from the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the One Day app.
Right. She's adorable. So cute.
I'll post
adorable.
It up.
Adorable.
She walked away because I kept saying no. Not how do people kiss? Why do people kiss?
Why?
She goes,
why?
I don't know.
Why would she know? She doesn't know yet.
I was like, come back. So if you want to pick up the One Day app, and it's in the App Store. It's free. It's one of my favorites. Kelly loves it.
Do one every year. That way, it gives you something cool to look back on.
Yeah, man. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we got to sit down with L.A. Reid. The man that has brought us so many superstars now has a book out. And while we're talking to L.A. Reid.
Surprise.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh. Andre 3000 shows up.
Just rolls up.
This is the coolest interview I've been able to take a part of because I didn't know a legend was going to show up after a legend was already here.
Well, we're here in the studio. We have this glass window so we can kind of see outside.
Yeah.
So somebody walked up. We didn't think anything about it, but L.A. Reid was looking toward the window and he said, hey, I think that's my friend out there.
Yeah, he's like, we lost him.
Yeah.
Hear how that went down next.